Thank you for joining us with Start With Seven. We start every weekday with 7 minutes alone with God. We hope you'll find a place in a time where you can be alone and still and focused. If you're able, we hope you have a Bible in your hand. And we want to spend a few minutes fixing our thoughts on the greatness of God. So the next 7 minutes, we'll have some guided time through a verse of scripture, some prayer time, and then some opportunities to follow up with next steps in your devotional pursuit of the Lord. So let's begin. Start with seven today.
We meditate on the scriptures. We consider slowly what God was saying then and what he's saying to us now. And we pray these things back into our life, back to the Lord. We're walking through the Psalms verse by verse together, continuing today in Psalm chapter 19, verse 4. If you have a Bible in hand, that is ideal. If not, I'll read it for you. David writes this psalm, and he says in verse 4, "Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world." David is talking about the heavens. He's talking about the skies. He's talking about space. He's talking about the planets and the moon and the stars. He says these things in other places as he is referring to the heavens and the skies. Here he's saying the entire world gets to hear what God is trying to tell us from his creation about himself. Everyone in the world has an opportunity to know that there is a creator and they are not it. They are not him. Everyone in the world can know that the Creator is faithful, because day after day and night after night, everyone in the world can know that the Creator is powerful. He can hang planets in space. Everyone in the world can know that the Creator is creative and beautiful and precise all through creation. Verse 4, he said, it goes out, this voice, these things go out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Jesus' last words to us before he went to heaven, before he returns to gather us together with him, he said, "You, my followers, you go into all the world. Go into all the world, baptize people, introduce them to me, and teach them to obey everything I've commanded you." So Jesus has told us to go into all the world. And what we know is wherever we go in the entire world, he already said it, David, a couple of verses before, even every language, even languages we don't speak, wherever we go, the voice of God has already gone there through his creation. And we also know by his spirit, God is already there. We'll never go somewhere where God has not been. Because the voice of God through his creation has already gone out into all the earth. Even his words have gone to the ends of the world, it says here in verse 4. Maybe today we'd say, "God, I want to take your command to go into all the world, wherever you have sent me, whether that be here or somewhere else. And I want to understand and believe this, that every person I would ever talk to has already been spoken to by you. You have forced them to consider you, even through your creation. You've spoken things to them about you through creation. And so, God, help me know that everyone I speak with, here or anywhere else, they've already heard from you." At the end of verse 4, David said, "In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun," which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run its course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. David here is just talking about one aspect of the heavens, and here he talks about the sun. And he says, "In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun." What incredible language. David is minimizing this work for God. It's like, he says, it's like a tent. It'd be like us putting up a tent. It's just temporary, and it's simple, and it's rudimentary. It's elemental. David said, "In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun." The sun is coming out of this temporary structure, like a bridegroom, David said, coming forth from his pavilion. Like a bridegroom, like a man getting ready to marry a woman on his wedding day. The sun comes up, he says, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. He said it rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. Just the power and the faithfulness of God. And it was simple for him to do. He pitched a tent for the sun in the heavens. And every day it comes out like it's just run his course, like it just won a race, like it's a groom on his wedding day. It just comes forward with power and excitement. The sun rises new every day, and we can count on it to be here tomorrow. All of these things reveal how we worship God. God, thank you for your power even over the sun and your faithfulness to me day in and day out. Let's pray these verses together now. God, we believe, we know that anywhere we go, you have already spoken about yourself, even through your creation, and we know by your Spirit that eternity that you put in everyone's heart, you have already been working in the life of whoever we speak to. You've already been speaking. Help us gain confidence through believing this and remembering this, even through your creation, that everyone that we speak with is a created being of yours. We love your faithfulness to us that we see from the sun itself. We pray this, Jesus, in your great name. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Start with Seven. My name is Jason Shepherd, and I enjoy spending time with people as we're pursuing loving Jesus more, knowing his word, living our life for him. We hope that Start with Seven is a start that you will spend even more time with God throughout your day. There's a link attached here where you can find more resources for reading your Bible, growing in your faith, understanding who God is more, and sharing him with other people. We look forward to joining this journey with you together. Have a great day.